Good morning and welcome to today's Coffee Morning Check-In with myself, Lucy Hunter, and Jeeva Ann. And like I said last week, we'd probably describe ourselves as open channels, oracles, and energy workers. And we're looking at the moment at the energies of now. There's a very special gift present at this moment, and this is what we want to invite you to join us in receiving. There is, throughout this new moon to full moon phase, a special gateway open. See, every full moon to new moon to full moon phase in the year, a gateway opens to source in our divine human blueprints. And when a gateway opens, the old can leave and go home and be dissolved, the energy and the forms and the shapes of duality in our human blueprints and in our reality. They have an opportunity to go home and be dissolved in source, but also there is always a gift coming in. There's something new emerging for us, something we get to receive. And while we're receiving from the all of everything, we're also really receiving from ourselves, from our divine selves. So it's like we are receiving more of ourselves. And you could say every gateway that opens is an opportunity for us to embody more of the truth of who we are. What's our divine signature resonance? What's the shape we are in the universe when we're at home within ourselves, when we're connected within, with life, and with all that is, when we are the I who is beyond its own sense of separation from everything? Well, every new moon to full moon phase, a gateway opens, and there are certain themes, certain resonant themes. So what we're going to be focusing on is the major theme this new moon to full moon phase, which is aligning, is the opportunity. This gateway opens us to the opportunity of being present with multiple alternate realities, all of which can take us in the direction of alternate futures. So we have this sense of infinite future possibilities and an I that exists potentially in all these different directions. And what we're looking at today, we're going to take you on a process through this. We'll talk a bit about it. We'll open to process and actually go through a guided meditation. Then we'll invite the guides to speak and bring through a message for us on this and on whatever else we've missed to help us align with our highest potential alternate reality, the I, the self who already is in that future potential reality that we want to align ourselves with, that is the dream of our soul. Thank you, Jeeva Ann, is so succinct with this. The dream of our soul coming into being, coming into form. So, yeah, this for me is, I think you probably word that a bit more neatly, Jeeva Ann, if you were going to name it. But this is where we're going today. How would you describe that if you were going to put words to that? As you don't have to, but if something comes.
I would say that it's about allowing the dream of your soul, knowing that your soul's dream is also your dream, even when you don't know what it is. And that is what happens when you're not separate, is that you, the little you is included in the dream, and the little you is not only included but is a key player in the dream, because this is the reality we are playing in. And allowing the soul's dream takes you to possibilities you cannot conceive of, because they aren't there yet, really. And that's the point. We dream to a greater degree with what we know, what the possibilities are. We have so many limiters on our dreaming that to just simply go Okay, I don't know, but I trust my soul because my soul has this. This is the highest aligned dream. This is the best dream possible. It's beyond anything I can conceive in the little self. So yeah, that's where I would. That, you know, you give us the technical, and yes, that's fine.
Beautiful. No, and you go direct to truth. I love it. And yeah, for me, it's very much about that. There's the our soul is our essence. It's who we are. It's the shape we are. And it's what it's allowing what we want in our future, what we want to be doing, where we want to go. That spirit energy of action, direction, and aim, the Shiva arrow, when it's fired, to be aligned with and coming from the essence of who we are, so that the shape of what we bring into the world, the shape of what we call in for ourselves and our future, is coming from the moment. And in the moment, that gateway to source is open. Whenever we're in the moment, we are opening that gateway to source, to the truth of ourselves. So it's coming from the true shape of who we are, beyond all the stories of what we can't be. And I think one of the themes is about our limitations in dreaming this month. And I felt I've been really present with this huge call to surrender my conscious imaginings, surrender my human imaginings, surrender my idea of what reality can look like, of what I can expect, of how I expect things to be in my home, in my world, and in my work. Never mind surrendering my limits of what I can expect myself to be capable of creating. So if I'm painting, if I'm completing it, if I'm working on a project, if I'm working with another person, I can devise ideas and construct thoughts about what I think I can bring in. And there's been this call to not to dishonor those, to honor them, and then to let them go, and then to let them dissolve, to let them not just dissolve into the darkness, because it's in that beautiful warm darkness of the night, of the mystery, of the goddess, of the unknown and the unseen, that the new is being birthed. So into the womb of creation we go, and into the womb of ourselves and the goddess within we go, and we surrender what we think we know. And in doing so, we let go of our limitations, the limitations on our manifesting and the limitations on our dreaming. The center I really feel we're working with is, so quite often the gateways to source, I always say this, is that there are gateways to source anywhere and everywhere. So within our system, within our fields, within our chakra systems, within our divine blueprint, human blueprint systems, there are gateways in any sacred center, but there are gateways in any atom, in any particle, and anywhere and everywhere. There's nowhere that can't be a gateway to source. But the gateways we're focusing on at the moment, although I usually start with the heart, move to the body, and then align with the gateways in the mind. So the kind of that would be the heart, the sacral area, and then the mind. And I have a sequence I follow, usually in meditation, that helps to call in the listening mind. So I don't just go direct to awareness in the mind. I follow a pathway that takes me home to source through my heart, then takes me home to source through my body, and then opens a gateway that takes me home to source through my mind, where I suppose you could name that pure awareness. But what that invokes for me is the listening mind, the Shiva arrow that is fully listening to my body, that's listening to my heart, that's listening to my soul, that's one with the all of who I am. So it's like it's aligning the mind with the truth of who I am, but it's also bringing heart, mind, and body into a relationship that for me is it's where I find my unity relationship, that unity paradigm of the mind that listens to the body, that listens to the heart, that's connected to oneness. And today it feels very much as though the sacred center in our human blueprints, that is this gateway to alternate realities, is in the mind. It's pure, it's in pure mind, pure awareness. And that the Shiva arrow that's coming from here is being shot from pure awareness that also is beyond thinking, knowing. It may be that in our lives we know where we want to go. It may be that we know what we want to do. We might be in on this, but the point is we also might not. And there's that part that can feel very pressurized at moments like this when we're having conversations like this about manifesting, about our future realities, about future possibilities. There can be a part that goes, oh God, I've got to work it out. What's the highest, best, brilliant? Hang on a minute. What do I say? What do I need to ask for? I'll just get my Christmas list out. And it's letting that part relax and know that it's all right. It's known. You've got this. Yeah. It's there. It's already posted. And the job is actually to align with that I who does know without needing to be in on all the information. So there's a real excitement about, I think for me, there's a real excitement in this kind of multiple realities window that we've got going on. But it can also, as well as excitement, it can also bring a sense of, I don't know, we talked about this a bit, G, around like feeling wobbled, a bit of confusion, a bit of chaos, a bit of not knowing. Where are we? What should we be doing? What could we be doing? How do we work with this? But it feels like the resonant vibration is excitement and joy. That even if we do nothing more complicated than that, if we just touch our excitement and our joy, that will actually help the human self come out of the wobble that's potential in this moment and be with the potential that's opening to align with the highest alternate reality available for us in this moment. Just before, I know I'm saying a lot before we go into this, but there's this, everything today goes direct. I'm reliably informed Mercury and all the major planets have been retrograde for so long, taking us inwards to deal with our inner world and what we need to face. They're all going direct. So this today, this gateway that's opened to do with the shooting of the Shiva arrow in the direction of our dreams, aligning this eye, this human eye, with the highest possible alternative reality that can take us forward into our future. So making a kind of a shift, an invisible shift, and a reality jump that is really supported. You know, it's a really supported time to be letting that arrow fly. So I don't know if anything comes for you on all that, Jeevaran. I've been running away with it all.
You're fine. No, there's nothing else to be added at the moment.
Thank you for checking. Well, should we go into process? Should we just follow the, this is like a, it's going to be like a guided meditation, but it's also a process map. So you can either listen to it casually and follow it later, or you can take time to kind of be with this now, or you can pick up the principles and make them your own and go away and play with this later. All right, so however this feels right, this is kind of a process map for aligning with our highest alternative reality, for aligning with the I who's pointing in the direction of our soul's dreaming. Yeah. All right. So with every intention, I'll say it like a meditation, and with every intention I make, the invitation is to silently say those words as an intention. And then to let go of, have I done it, but I'm thinking about lunch, or it hasn't happened, or what should I be experiencing? Knowing that, silently making the intention, part of the awareness will be following out what's for us in the way that's right for us. So, okay, taking a moment to be with the silence and to center. So with the intention to close the outward facing eyes, to, if you can, in this moment, if not, to turn those eyes inwards and to drop the seat of seeing into the heart and center, as though we reclined there in a comfy place in this now moment, relaxing. Here in the heart gateway to source. Aware as we relax in the center point that there is a gateway to life in front of us. There is a gateway to source and all that is at the back of us. And here we are in the center, in a point of stillness. Allowing that stillness to have spaciousness, to expand maybe. Not trying or forcing. Allowing for the possibility that stillness might be here, even if we're not experiencing it, or we can't notice it. What if it was here? That's enough. Taking a breath here. Allowing attention to drop from this heart center down to the sacral area. We don't need to be precise. The lower belly. Whole lower belly area, as though a part of us was being carried down and dropping off into the cavernous deeps, the comfy dark, the safe dark, the warm, loving night. And just for a moment, allowing for the possibility that in this moment, I am enough. I have done enough. I have enough. Just for a moment. I have enough to be one with the love of all that is, whether I can feel this or not. And with this, allowing, making the intention as a silent statement, just to let go of all our ideas of what we should do, what we could do, what we can't do, what's possible for us to do in our lives, with our work, in our homes, and in our relationships. So you don't need to get tied up in details. We let this be abstract, or we'll get caught up in the stories, but let that go. We're just making the intention to let go of limitations, to open to the mystery in the beautiful deeps of the loving night, here in the depths of the ocean of ourselves. In words, anything is possible. And sit here if you feel them. Allowing that there may be an I who vibrates with anxiety at some of these. Anything is possible and I am enough. Letting that be exactly as it is. But staying with this. Letting go. And taking a breath here. Opening to notice that rhythm of the breath, the up and the down, the in and the out. And just as that rhythm happens without our efforting, opening to the possibility that we don't need to try to know what we want in our future, where we're going. What's the big leap that we might be about to take? We don't need to know. We don't need to try. We don't need to effort. So deepening our sense of relaxing now into the rhythm of that breath, into our enoughness. And as we're ready, allowing our attention to travel up now to mind, to the head. Imagining, if you will, that in the center of our thoughts, in the center of our mind, the center of our head, there's a still point, a gateway. place of silence, a place of stillness, and a place of peace. Whether we feel it or not, just opening to the possibility, perhaps that's there. Making the intention to allow the peace that's there to expand, even if we're not feeling that. Giving that intention. And making the intention to fall softly into that peacefulness, not worrying what we experience, we notice it or not. And in the center, in this piece, just perhaps there's a panorama that opens up before us, all around us, encircling us even, of infinite possibilities, of alternate realities, all open here like windows, all a gateway into a new future experience. So many we couldn't possibly think our way to the one that's for us now. We're making the intention to let go of knowing what's the future reality for me. Trusting that our innate intelligence knows. It's known. Pure awareness, which is what we're inviting here, knows. The alternative reality for us, the jump we're about to make, the shift we're ready to take, it's known. And all we're asked here and now is surrender, allow the one that's for us to be before us. And when we're ready, we can mentally imagine we have a bow and arrow in our arms. And we can watch, witness, as the bow is lifted, the point of the reality that's for us, and our arm draws back. Knowing this bow is shooting forward, coming from the dream of our soul into our future reality, where we're going, what we're doing. We take a moment and a breath, and before we know it, as easy as breathing, somewhere in that forwards, the bow is shot. When we're ready, opening our eyes. Letting ourselves take in where we're sitting, the sounds around us, but staying with how we feel inside. Allowing anything moving in our hearts, in our bodies, in our minds, just to be as it is. Any thoughts, any emotions, any sensations, they're all welcome. And letting go of needing to know what have we just aligned ourselves with. Thank you. All right, I hope you have fun with that, and I hope you make it your own, and I would love to hear what that turns into for you as it lands. And at this point, I really just want to point out that my kitten, he's normally shooting around the place, is currently upside down on his back, blissed out. Currently very much with us and part of the proceedings. So there's three of us here, really, not just two. Thank you for that. Over to you, Jivaran, I think. If there's...
Indeed. Thank you. Yep. Thank you, Lucy.
Ah, wow.
We are one of the light councils assisting humanity and Gaia at this time. Dear one, there are many of us present. Many. Allow your awareness to expand and allow us to be fully present with your dearest ones. For we are truly here. We suggest you suspend incredulity. We suggest you suspend all sense of knowing what is. And simply allow. We are here to assist you, to support you. As you move into your future, we are here. We ask that you call upon us. You do not need to know who we are. There are legions of us here. All are assisting. And there are those who work with each individual, helping and support. It helps if you get to know us a little bit, that you become familiar with us and asking for our assistance. For in truth, it makes your life easier. And so, to this moment in time and this gateway that you are moving through, bringing your awareness to this gateway and allowing yourself to move through it as our beloved Lucy has guided you, helps to strengthen and anchor your intention, your soul's intention for your journey in the new world. For all that you wish to experience, for it truly is beyond your wildest dreams. This is the potential. Allow yourself to go beyond your wildest dreams without knowing what that is. Not only does your soul have it, we have it. We hold it for you and with you. All the universe holds your dream. And all the universe is rooting for you to realize and experience it. Imagine that. Everything is on your side. Everything and everyone is cheering you on. There are many dramas playing out in your world. They are that, dramas playing out. You are being held in great love and you are being cheered on as you create the new reality, as the old one dissolves around you. This is no small task, and we are here to support you. This is why we urge you to ask for help and support. Ask for grace, for grace is available to all to assist you to move through these times. They are turbulent. And we are here to help you find your solidity, to help you be anchored in the truth of who you are. So the turbulence happens around you rather than through you and with you. Allow yourselves to anchor this dream, the dream of your soul, for this life. We will continue to be with you and support you. Wherever you are, and whenever you are. Thank you for calling upon us at this time. It is our greatest joy to assist, for all change as you change, all move as you move. Thank you.
Loving thanks to the beloveds who are speaking. And thank you so much to Yvonne for being such a clear mouthpiece for their message and their energies.
Yeah, it's particularly the energy at this time, I feel. The words are to help us anchor these higher frequencies and align. So, thank you.
Wow, thank you very much. Yeah, it's funny, we were talking before about, you know, what are we in this? Because there's a gateway and we're here to kind of show people the gateway and hold space while people go through the gateway. But we're not what we used to be. You know, now the lifetimes that we've remembered ourselves to be gatekeepers. And we were looking for, well, what's the kind of modern day equivalent of this? Because gatekeepers are there to kind of create conditionality when there's a gateway open. You know, can you meet the conditions before you go through the gateway? Are you allowed or are we keeping you out? And that's just not the way it is anymore, because the gateway is open. And when the gateway is open, everybody can go through this. And this is what we keep seeing, is that the gateways are open for everyone. And there is no conditionality. And these are, you know, these gateways to grace, there's no conditionality. There are no, you know, hoops to jump through. It's just available for everyone. And I liked what they were saying, that there is a lot of drama at the moment, but there is also the call to align with what we're creating. What are we bringing in? And it can be very difficult when there are two things open at once. There's the old leaving and dissolving, and there is a new forming and building. What do we choose to be with? Because it takes an effort of will to choose to reside in the new that's coming in. Because the pull of the drama and the dissonance in the world, but also in our own experience of what's leaving, is very, very strong. And it pulls awareness to go and sit in it and go, oh my God, this is the more real. And the minute we're sat in what's leaving, a lot of things happen all at once that can include, oh no, is this what's creating? The world is doomed. Oh God, I must be doomed. You know, and it creates, like, we imagine that our future is creating from this. And it takes, again, an effort of will to remember that the dissonance that's rising is not here to create. It's here to lead. It's here to be faced, to be felt, to be honored, to be embraced, to be witnessed and thanked, and ultimately waved goodbye to. And with an effort of will, we can choose to align with the new that's being created. But that's, I think, why the guys are so emphatic on repeating that, would you please ask us for help, is we're not expected to be able to constantly do that ourselves. It is understood that that's a little bit above and beyond what we can manage when we're in the drama of part of our lives or a greater picture in the collective that's undoing. We're going to get swept with the tide. And when we feel ourselves being swept into the negative or being swept into the kind of the stories of doom and drama and dissolution, what's dissolving, and we've forgotten that it's up in our reality because it's leaving, that's the point to go, help, could you pick me up, please? And to reach up and allow ourselves to be lifted. And to remember that the whole theme today has been all about, and just remember that we're not the ones having to make this happen. That the little human self that said yes to allowing itself to come home isn't one that has to make this happen. But these gateways, it's beautiful because they're these gateways of grace. Every lunar cycle over these building years is a gateway to grace that's opening. And things will be going and things will be coming in, and we're going to need help aligning ourselves and our experience with what's coming in. It doesn't matter if we go with what's leaving, we'll just have a tougher time. You know, it's a much more graceful kind of experience to be to allow ourselves to be helped, to be aligned, to be aligned with what are we creating? What's the new, exciting, beautiful thing that's coming in? And ironically, it's because the new, exciting, and the beautiful is coming in that the old is being pushed out. Dissonance vibrations cannot be sustained in a field of harmonic resonance. Harmony is here, so dissonance will leave. And it can't just leave magically. Some of it can, but some of it we're attached to. We're humans. We have free will. So our attachments means whatever we're attached to, it'll rise up. It'll become more visible, more extreme, more intense. And the more our attachments are refusing to let it go, the deeper the story goes, the darker it gets. And that's a danger point where we can think, oh my God, this is what the future's going to be. It's like, no, this is just showing us where our attachments to believing in this reality are the strongest. And where we're attached is because we've been the most hurt by the stories we're seeing. Our attachments usually come from where we hurt the most, where we care the most, where we feel the most, where we are really alive to, oh, I am not okay with this. So owning our not okayness is a huge part of freeing ourselves from being lost to the what's leaving story and allowing ourselves to be pulled into, oh, I can be with my creative future, with the exciting, with the innovation, with the inspiring bits. So it really is a dance of facing the pain when we get triggered, having compassion for ourselves and others, letting go of trying to rescue the whole world and stop what's happening, own our own stuff and be asked to align with creating the new. Because the more people there are who are resonating with that, I'm making this, I'm doing this, I'm so excited about this, the more we lift the vibration for everybody. And it is a much more beautiful, elegant way of it. Actually, essentially, it'll fix the situation. It'll rescue lots of people. But it's not us going, I must fix the situation. I must rescue all the people. So that's kind of looking outwards at the drama and just one of the ways that I choose to work with that. Through ownership and sovereignty, isn't it? Yeah. I think that's, for me, that's all I've got. What about you, lovely? What's alive for you on all of that?
The one thing I would add to that is to see it all as a gift, as well. What is that bringing me, for me to see about myself? Might be the question, or is it me, or particularly if it's a drama outside. I've found recently I've got quite fascinated by some of the drama, but I'm also totally delighted in how people are going, no, that's not true. This is my truth. This is where I'm going, and this is what I'm doing. So I think we're seeing more and more evidence of the new creating. Celebrate that. Celebrate the new creating is happening. And in that celebrating, again, the old is able to dissolve more easily and more gracefully. It doesn't need to be, and it is not going to be a catastrophe. We have so many stories of that everything has to go through a catastrophe. No, this is not what is happening. This was not the choice we chose for grace. And Gaia would not do that to us. Come on. Why would she? It does not serve her.
We would do it to ourselves, but Gaia would not do that to us.
We would do it to ourselves, but that is all. That is all. It will not happen. And it can't happen. That's it, really. Yeah.
Thank you for that, because that's just reminded me, as a beautiful soul I know who's going through something really tough. I mean, really tough story that's happening for him. And he wrote to me and said that he's chosen to pay attention, to choose celebration over fear. And that just blows me away, because I think when the toughest things become real for us, they happen in our lives, they manifest, and we're faced with something that just challenges us beyond everything we know we can cope with, to still have that ability to recognize that you can choose celebration over fear, that you know you're going to get a gift from this and it's going to take you in the direction you want. And this is happening to make you stronger, better, help you in the direction you want to go. I mean, I just blows my mind that as human beings, we have that capability. And I find a massive amounts of compassion for myself when I don't do that, when I'm just lost to it. I've learned to be really compassionate for myself. But when, you know, those moments where I do have that, I'm like, oh yeah, I can make a choice. I've also learned to kind of celebrate the fact that I've managed that in that moment, because it's not easy. It's so hard. And yet, like you say, there's people who are doing this. And that's tough. But there's a technical thing to that. I've just got to do this. In the alchemy of creation, then when the breath of life, of all that is, when the breath of God moves through our tantric alchemy and our sacred centers, the last center it moves through before the creation, the breath renews and completes. The breath, which is the last center before release, surrender into source, and it all begins again. It's the crown. This is in the seven chakra system. It's at the crown, and the energy, the resonance there is celebration. Celebration is the divine resonance that allows a creation to end, to go home to source, to be utterly released, to be surrendered to the oneness, and to be rebirthed in a new energy. And when we can touch that energy of celebration, that's when we know we're really releasing for good. What's leaving us and what's going to renew will be different. But if we ask, can I feel celebration? And the answer is no, I'm feeling blame or judgment or anger or disillusionment or despair or any of those other constrictive emotions, that, like I say all the time, there's always a gift in that, because we don't need to kid ourselves to feel celebration when we can't, when that's not real for us. But if we ask, am I feeling that divine resonance? And what we get is no. That is the biggest gift of all, because we're really showing ourselves what's there. What do we need to face? What do we need to meet with compassion? There's a bit of me that's in blame. All right, well, I'll hold that in compassion. because it's got a reason why it's here right now, why it's come to this place, and it needs my love. It deserves my love and my attention. So there's that. Doesn't matter where we are, we're still moving in that direction of, it's all right, the old is going to leave and the new is coming in. Doesn't matter where we are in that. We're not stopping it from happening. We're just changing how we meet it. So, yeah, that's all of the words. I reckon I'm done with the words. Yeah. Thank you, guys. Jeevan, thank you so much. I love checking in with you. Same time again, roughly next week, probably. Might see you there. All right.
Yeah.
Let's see how it goes. There you go. All right. Bye, guys. Lots of love. Have a beautiful day. Mm-hmm.